Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, your favorite podcast where we tell you in less than 5 minutes what the big cues are for the day. Unfortunately, I am the bearer of bad news this morning because you have a big slide that we've seen in the US market. So things are not looking good at all. In fact, the Dow is down more than 600 points yesterday and has now erased all the gains for the year. So officially, the Dow is now in negative territory for 2018. In fact, the month of October has been really rough for the US market. So the Dow has lost more than 7% this month. It's many issues, you know. Of course, we all know that the Fed rates have been going up and that's worrying the markets. But apart from that, I think the biggest issue is the slowdown in global growth and the impact it's having on equities. China is undergoing a huge slowdown. There is a repercussion that could be felt in U.S. corporate profits as well. And then there is this trade war between U.S. and China that's only complicating things further. All of that put together is dragging the Asian markets as well this morning. So you have the Japanese market that is down almost 3% following the Wall Street sell-off. All of this is strengthening the US dollar. So the dollar index is now at 96.3. That's a 0.5% gain. We've had some big selling from foreign investors in our own market as well. So yesterday, FIIs sold more than 2,000 crores in the cash market, although we are getting some buying from the domestic community. So the writing is on the wall, ladies and gentlemen. The market will open gap down this morning. The SGX Nifty is indicating a 100-point slide. But post that, what happens is really the million-dollar question, because we have seen some recovery in the markets midday. It's been a very volatile last few days. You know, you can burn your fingers either way, whichever way you start in the morning. So you have to be really nimble-footed in this market. The only positive this morning is that Brent continues to remain subdued. So it's trading at a two-month low, Brent crude that is, at about $75 a barrel. Added to all of that, it's F&O expiry today, so there could be some last hour expiry related volatility. The Nifty is down about 6.5% in October already, and the mid-caps are down about 4.5%. Now, quickly to talk about some stocks that are in the news, we've had more misses than hits in this earnings season. In fact, Interglobe will top that chart because it could be the biggest loser today. It reported a howler this quarter. The net loss of 650 crores was much higher than estimated. The margins, the yields have all hit record lows this time around. In fact, the EBITDA margins from high teens has now fallen to low single digits of 3.6% because of higher fuel costs as well as higher other costs like, you know, the grounding of the 320neos, etc. On the flip side, you had a decent quarter from M&M Finance. The NII growth came in at 50%. The profits more than doubled this time around. Wipro was not bad either. So you had the dollar revenue growth of about 2% and constant currency revenue growth of almost 3%. However, in the list of losers, Bajaj Auto could feature on top once again. It was down 5% yesterday after the company said that the margins could continue to be under pressure. Macquarie has maintained an underperform on the stock. They say the margin disappointment continues. Jefferies has in fact scaled down their EPS estimates. Hexaware was another weak set of numbers. The dollar revenues went up just 1.6% versus an expectation of 4%. Lakshmi Vilas Bank continues to post losses for the fourth quarter in a row. And today is a very, very long day of earnings. You have lots of numbers coming out. There's Maruti, Bharti Airtel, JSW Steel, Yes Bank, Biocon, Dish TV, BHEL, PVR. So the list is pretty long and so is the day. But you can catch all the action on CNBC TV 18 Live. So do stay tuned in. Thanks for listening to the podcast.